Yishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefonov, El Esav Achiv, Arzo Seyers Deyedin. So Rashi says over here, Yishlach Yaakov Malachim, Malachim Mamish. Why was there a need to send Mamish Malachim? Why didn't he send Stam people? Possibly you would say that Yaakov Avinu was afraid that he sent regular people. Maybe Esav would kill them. Or Lehepuch, maybe he sent Malachim to scare Esav. The Medrash says that when the Malachim arrived by Esav, they started beating his men. And they said, stop, stop, you know, he's a son of Yitzchak. And they kept on beating. He's the grandson of Avram. They kept on beating. He's the brother of Yankiv. Then they stopped. So they placed some fear into Esav. But the Be'er Mayim Chaim, Rabbi Kodesh of Chaim of Chernovitz, Hosei Yogan Aleinu, he says that the Ikar Mapol of a person comes Machmas Gaiva. When he looks in his eyes like he's, you know, he's conquered the world and he's strong and Kaychi Goitzim Yodi, also Lias Achayel Azeh. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ein Ani V'hu Yechayel Lodr B'makim Echot. And he takes away from him any chiyus and any siyata d'shmai he could possibly have. And David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Kapitel Amit Zayin, Ro'isi Rosha Oritz, I saw Nachzori Yizdiki Rosha, Umis Ore Ke'ezer Chranon. He's Misgoya, like a rooted, well-rooted tree. V'yavar v'hine einenu, and then he just passes, he's not around. What's the pshat? The Rosh, he's very confident with himself. He's a Balgaivan. When that happens, Hashem takes away any possible siyata d'shmaya. And then that, the Pasuk says, in Mishlei lefnei shever goyin, before the downfall comes the gaiva, the greatness, and Hashem gives a mokum for the Rosh to be mizgah, and then he falls. You find that that was the kavon of Esther HaMalka when she invited Haman to the Suda that she made for Achashverosh, because she wanted to be Gairim, he should be about Gaivanik, and through that he'll have his downfall afterwards. The Kachavit. You see in the Pasuk, he says, Aflo Hevia Esther Hamalka Kiyam Oisi. He was Mizgoer, and that was the beginning of his downfall. Now you can understand why Yaakov Avinu sent Malachim Bedavke. He wanted Esav to see Malachim, and Esav is going to think to himself, oh, I'm zoich to see Malachim, it must be that I'm on a high madrega. That will just add to his gaiva, and that will be the beginning of his downfall. That will be his ma'apol. V'kachav. The Pasuk says, Hashem said, Yaakov Avinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'atom amarto, heitiv eitiv imcha. V'samti azaracha kichoyl hayam. What's the double lotion, heitiv eitiv? So Rashi says, heitiv v'schuscha, eitiv v'schus avisecha. But the Kedushas Levi, Levi Yitzchak Vadichever, Schusa Yogan Aleinu says that there's different kinds of toiv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. There's a hatava for tzaddikim, where Hashem means be'etzem their toiva. And there's also a hatava for Rishoyim to give them good, to get them out of Olam Haba. So if, let's say, they had any good, Hashem gives them, pays them back the good down here, which ultimately is not for their good. And the emes is, there's also different kinds of goods in Olam Hazeh. Sometimes we know Kalman David Rachman Olatava, but being not able to see openly the good of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know that ultimately is good. So that's the shot over here, Heitiv Eitiv. The Hatova will be with the Kavana that it should be Toiv Be'emes, that you should be able to be Makar the emes. It shouldn't be just Toiv or Kalman David Rachman Olatavdike kind of a Toiv. Heitiv Eitiv, I want to be Meitiv with you, so that Eitiv, you will be able to see that hatovah. One of the Mefarshim says that that's shot in the Pasuk, Hoidu Lashem Kitoiv Kila Elam Chazda, Yoimino Yisrael Kila Elam Chazda. Hoidu Lashem Kitoiv, we praise you Hashem, because we know that everything that you do is good. But we ask, we should see Chasodim that Yoimino Yisrael Kila Elam Chazda, that Klal Yisrael could see it out in the open, and they could say Kila Elam Chazda. That's what we ask of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayokam Balailahu, Yaakov got up on that night, Vayikach Eshtei Noshav, Eshtei Shevchoysav, Vachar Osor Yulodov, he took his 11 children. So where was Dina? Rashi brings down the Chazal, He put her in a box and he locked her up. He said, this Russia, he has big eyes and he's scared that he's going to place his eyes on her. He's going to want to take her. So the Medrash Rabbah brings down Rav Huna B'Shem Abakayin Bardula. Omo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Monato Chesed Min Achuch. You held back the Chesed from your brother. She could have been Megayrim. She could have been Maxer and Lamutiv. Chayacha, he gave him an Einish that she ended up marrying Matei Dina Basleh. She ended up being taken away by Shechem. And as the Medrash says, you know, you could have given her over to a mohel. According to this Medrash, Esav had a bris milah. He ended up giving her to an aral. You could have given her, ended up giving her in marriage. And this one ended up taking her b'isser. And if he, this Medrash also, she ended up marrying Eiv, who was not a ger, and he was not a mohel. She ended up marrying Eiv. So the famous question is, what's the pshat? You know, Taina on Yaakov Avinu, he didn't want to give his daughter, she was a little girl. And to give her away to Esav or Russia, because maybe she would have been Mazar and Lamutiv. Like, what's the pshat? How could there be a Taina on Yaakov Avinu? So, I saw in the Kovitz Parshis, Rav Elchanan brings down Rav Avadya Bar Tanura. He says, Yaakov was afraid that she'll taka bring Esav back to do tshuva, and then it'll be Mekuyim Hevi Gvir La'achecho, that Esav will be the Gvir over Yaakov. So it was in the Gius of Avon, I'm Shechidish Gogu, to say that on Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was afraid that taka shall bring him back to tshuva, and then Hevi Gvir La'achecho will be Niskayim on Esav over Yaakov. So Elchanan says, but you also have to say, yeah, it's saying Yaakov Avinu Stamazai that he was Meinei, a tshuva from someone. It's a very shver thing to say. You have to say that the Rambam, in Perek Vav Milchus Tshuva, brings down a whole list of people that you're not supposed to help them do tshuva. You're supposed to be Meinei from them, the power of doing tshuva. So you have to say that Yaakov thought that Esav fit into that category. And it could be that he was wrong. Memela, there was a tainon. It's interesting where Rav Elchanan said this. There was a Nidun before the state. So there was also in those days the Rabbonis Haroshes that had Shaykhs with the government, with whatever government was in place then. So it was a big Nidun, should the Fruma be Machshev that Rabbonis to any degree or not. For states of the Charedim didn't want to be Machshev at all. So the Chazainish wrote to Rav Elchanan, and it was before the war still. He wrote to Rav Elchanan that Evshe, maybe there would be an Indian. I mean, you see over here that because Yaakov did not allow them to be Makarav Esav, there was a tain on them. So maybe over here, if we would be a little bit Mishtatev, maybe there would be an Indian of being Makarav. So Rav Elchanan wrote him back, this Rav Avadya Bar Tanura, the tain on Yaakov was not Stamazal. He wasn't the tain on Yaakov was because he didn't want Hevi Gvir La'achech, and also that he thought that he wasn't royal at Tshuva. But over here, he felt that this did not pertain. I mean, interesting. Ayivoser Yaakov Levadoi, Vayayovik Ish Imoi, Adalois HaShochar. Yaakov remained by himself. Man fought with him. Adalois HaShochar. Yarkilo Yocheloi, he saw he wasn't able to overcome him. Vayiga B'Kaf Yerechoi. Touched the socket of his thigh. Vateke Kaf Yerech Yaakov Ayofge Imoi. Yomer Shalcheni Kiyola Hashachar, etc. Shamshon Far Hirsch over here has a brilliant pshat. He asks a number of ha'aris. First of all, what was the purpose of this hisafkus, of this wrestling thing? What the Malach accomplished? What ended up being the Netzachin of Yaakov? Bechlal, you see that Yaakov ended up limping. So where was there a victory over here of Lamaisa? Yaakov Avinu was Takiyah affected. And why all of a sudden, when it became morning, the Malach says, Shalcheni Kiyola HaShachar? I mean, if he saw he wasn't winning, he should have continued fighting. And what's the union of Yaakov and Yisrael? So Sham Shnafal Hirsch says, a gevaldig pshat. Sham Shnafal Hirsch says, the two names, Yaakov and Yisrael, they complement each other, they go hand in hand. And it represents Yaakov Avinu and Klal Yisrael's tafkit, special tafkit in the world over here. Yaakov is moire on the fact that we are under the heels of the Goyim, and we have no koyach. Same way Yaakov Avinu tried holding on to their heel, to the heel of Esav. He was under his heel. That is the way we are in Golos. We are helpless, and we're not able to do anything. The physical power, the numbers, the riches, the monetary koyches, we are under their shlita, and we have to realize that we are nobody in Golos. The Shem Yisrael shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is the Keil, and he is the one that rules over all of the powers, over their power of riches and their power of might, medals, things. He is the ruler over everything. And when we reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he puts them aside and he helps us survive. He's Mashiach. And that is the Tafkid Miyuchad of Klal Yisrael, to show that there's a Bayri Yaelim in the world. That by us admitting and acknowledging that we are nobody without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when we're in that matzav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Takeh helps us, that shows there's a Bayri Yaelim in the world. Aten Edai, you are my witness that I am Mashgiach over the world. If we have any gashmi as the kikayach, if we have any haslach in this world, it's all because of Yisrael, because Hashem, he is the one that runs the world. So Meneila, if chas v'sholem goes the other way, if we have gaiva within ourselves, so then adarav, we're not acting like Yaakov, we're not acting like v'yodei chesed v'kaveisa, we're not acting like we're helpless, and then chas v'sholem, we lose our siyata d'shmai. That's the function of the name Yaakov in Yisrael. And that's what happened over here in the parasha. Esav came to wage a war with Yaakov. He came with 400 men. Yaakov Avinu was very afraid and he worried. And he understood and he said, the Gashmi is the Gekoyach, has no power. So he said, Hatzileini nom yad ochi miyad Esav. With this he was Mekayim his tafkid of Yaakov. Yodo yechezes bakav Esav. He was Mekayim his tafkid, showing that he's on the lower end and he's helpless without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because of that, it says in the Hemshech of the Parsha at the end that Yov Yaakov Sholem Ir Shechem, Vayatzer Shem Mizbeach, Vayikra Elokei Elokei Yisrael. Yaakov came Sholem to the land of Shechem with that koyach that he acted as Yaakov, that he acted helpless, and through that he was able to build the Mizbeach. And he called it Kela Lekei Yisrael, that in this matzav of Yaakov, Hashem came to my rescue, and now I've morphed into Yisrael. Even though Be'etzim, I'm only Yaakov, I'm helpless. V'yodei Echaz B'kei Be'etzim, that turns into Yisrael. So the Malach, seeing that Yaakov was left by himself, Yaakov is Takeh helpless, he's nobody with him, he figured this is an opportune moment of attacking. And he attacked Yaakov. Of Yaakov knew that he was helpless. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there fighting with them against the Sar Shel Esav, and the Malach was not Yochaloi. Ad Alois HaShachar. So Sham Shnor Fold Hurst teaches up, why Ad Alois HaShachar? Why, when morning came, did the Malach let go? The nighttime is a time of darkness. We're not able to see clarity. Lahagin Baboiker Chazdecho V'emunoscha Balelos. Night is a time of darkness when things are not clear. When it turned dawn, it turned daybreak, when Hoshaya had to see that Hashem was with Yaakov the whole time, Malach let up, he said, what am I doing? I'm fighting against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Yaakov acted as a Yaakov, because he acted helpless, Hashem came to his aid and the Malach was not able to do anything. Now, Toich to fight, the Malach, Vayiga Bekaf Yerechei. What does that mean? What's the significance of that? And why do we remember the Gid HaNoshe? We have to remember Yaakov Avinu Sar. It's precisely that weakness, that limping of Klal Yisrael throughout the generations that was our koyach. The koyach of Klal Yisrael is that Kalapi the Goyim, it limps. Kalapi the Goyim has a weakness. And when we realize that weakness, and we realize we don't have the koyach of Yitzim Yodi, that's exactly why HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to our side. We've seen that Bepoyel in Eretz Yisrael, Mamish. We've seen that Bepoyel, how the same Klal Yisrael can be zeichet to tremendous victories, and then they mamish, they go through a durchfall, Litshaya. 6-day war was a victory, mamish, beyond. They knew they were helpless then. I remember what the matzah was. I remember the Egyptians were dancing in the streets beforehand. They're going to throw us into the sea. It was a big pachat. 6 days, mamish, wiped out all the armies around them. Then came Abyssal Agaiva, then came a little bit of Koichi V'Yitzim Yodi and pride. Then came the Yom Kippur War and Mamish Amapola Gemur, and again they felt that they were helpless. L'Basayiv, they were Zaychatun Itzachin. And that's really what happened over here just now with the Maisa with Simchas Torah. They were very confident with that multi-million dollar wall that was guarding them, and they were caught off guard. Saif Dava was, when they saw kind of a Mapola was, and we all davened. We showed that we were Yaakov, we showed that we're helpless, Kalape the world, and the whole world was against us. Kadosh Baruch Hu came to our side, and we saw Moridik and Nisa. But this is the relationship between Yaakov and Yisrael, and this is why we have to remember, when I want to eat the Giranosha, to remember that the weakness of Yaakov, the limping of Yaakov in Golas, that is Gufa his godless. And that's the way he's going to be at Alois HaShachar until the morning of Mashiach comes. And then all the goyim of the world. And that's why Shem Shafalur says, L'Basayiv the Malach gave him a bracha. Because the Malach realized that the only way the Umis HaOlam are going to meet their tikkun is that they end up helping Klal Yisrael that has HaKadosh Baruch Hu on their side. If they're going to be misnagid, they're going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the end result from that was the Malach gave the bracha. And L'Basayiv, the Umis HaOlam, they're all going to get together. They're going to donate their koiches to Klal Yisrael because they're going to realize that Klal Yisrael is the Iker nation. Vayomer, and he said, Lo Yaakov Yikor Shmecha, Ki Im Yisrael, Ki Sorisa Im Elokim Va'anoshem Va'atucha. Because you fought with Malachim and with men, and you were capable, you were able. Who are these Anoshim? So Rashi says, Esav Elavon. So the famous question is, Bishleim Elavon, Yaakov Avinu lived with Elavon. He was able to say in Elavon Garti, V'taryag Mitzvah Shamarti, Loi L'madati Mimaisav Arom, he was able to endure. Over, what about Esav? He didn't meet Esav yet. He was about to meet Esav. So how is the Malach already able to say, Ki Sarisim Elim V'Anoshim, which includes Esav Atucha? So Simchas Yisrael Breides Hatzal says that this whole parsha of Vayishlach, there's soides and there's eitzes, how you have to handle with Esav and Golas, and how you can be masliach with them. I mean, Parshat Rashi brings down Hiskin Asmei L'Shleish Advarim. First thing was L'Doirin, and then L'Tfila, and then L'Mulchama. The Ramban brings down the Medrash that when the Gedolim used to have to go and deal with Rome, they used to have to come and plead on behalf of Klal Yisrael. They used to learn through Parshas Vayishlach first. And with that, they used to go and use the aces of Parshas Vayishlach to handle with the Goyim. I think it was Reb Yanai. Ramban brings down the Medrash that Reb Yanai one time went, he all the time used to learn it. One time he went without learning through it, and he had a durchfall during the time. When Menachem Begin, when he came here for the... to make the treaty with Sadat, you know, with Egypt, which pretty much has held on till now, despite the sin that the Egyptians have for Israel, but it's still held on. But when he came here, it was a very big parah. So he spoke to the different Gedolim, he spoke to Ramayisha, he spoke to Ryankin, he spoke to the Lubavitch Rebbe, they all told him the same thing. He shall learn through Parshas Vayishlach. So he said he already did, because the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael told him to do it already in Eretz Yisrael. He learned through Parshas Vayishlach, and yeah, before you handle with the guy. So Mamela, there's tremendous lessons over here. When the Malach saw all the hachonas that Yaakov made and gave over to his sons, he said, the battle is over. And that's exactly the way to handle. He saw it's as if it's as good as done. Because Yaakov Avinu knew all the yesoides and all of the tactics and how to take on Esav. So even before it actually happened, Ki Sarisim Elohim V'Manoshim V'Atucha. V'Yomer Hashem El Yaakov, Kum Alei Beisel V'Shev Shom, and sit there. V'Asei Shom Mizbeach, and make him Mizbeach there, L'El HaNira Elecha, V'Varchacha M'Bnei Esav Achicha. Make him Mizbeach there, to Hashem that appeared to you when you ran away from Esav, your brother. So what is the meaning of these words, Rishav Sham, and sit there? So the Ramban, Lo Yodati Mahu Rishav Sham. I don't know what Rishav Sham means, and sit there, and live there. What does it mean? V'ulai Tziva Rishav Sham, L'fanois Machshavtoi L'dovka Be'el. Maybe he commanded him Rishav Sham, meaning sit there, settle there, clear your machshavis, in order to be mizdabik in Hashem. Sepurna says something may ain that. V'shev sham l'chaven daitcha koidim shetimna li mizbeach. Have your kavana before you build me the mizbeach. K'inyin oim ramzal, like the Gemara says, chasidim harishayinim hayushayim sho'achas u'mispalulim k'day shichavim li mulamakim. So before you do the action of building the Mizbeach, sit and think about what you're doing. Katzke Levenstein, Zayatzalim V'Kodesh L'Bracha said, it's a Pella, Pliatzum. Yaakov Avinu was the chosen one of the Ovis. The chosen one of the Ovis. The Ovis, Chazal, the Ovis, the Rambam says, Ha'Ovis, Heim, Heim HaMerikova. They were Mamish the Merikova, the chariot upon which the Shechinah rested constantly. They were Dovek Bar Kodesh Baruch Hu in every one of their physical actions. Even when they were Isaac and Gashmias, they were never Mesiyah Das. If they're called the Merkava, they were like a human base Hamikdash. They were never Mesiyah Das for a second from HaKodesh Baruch Hu. So Yaakov Avinu, who's the chosen of the others, he has to prepare himself to make a Mizbeach. He never was Mesiyah Das from HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Maybe us, we're busy a whole day with different Zachen. So before davening, we have to prepare something. We barely do that, if we do it at all. But Yaakov Avinu was dovek in the Shekhinah every second of the day, so he has to prepare himself to build a Mizbeach. So Zok, Prochatz, Kol Shema, Mino, that even for Yaakov Avinu and the diamond, the kavona that you have to have, b'shas the etzem avoided, to the kavona when you're just playing the hein hein ha-merkava. Even a Yaakov Avinu that was never Mesiyah Da'as, he also had to prepare himself before he was Mekayim a mitzvah. How important it is for someone before a mitzvah to place some thought into it, whether it's in davening, whether it's going to, we're coming to a Chanukah now, to think before Chanukah about what we're doing, to sit and be mizbeinim. I remember before I went to Eretz Yisrael once in my life. Before I went to Eretz Yisrael, I was very much afraid that I'm not going to feel anything by the Kaisel. I'm going to come to the Kaisel. I'm not going to feel anything. I'm not going to come to the Mekayimus HaKdoshim. So I remember hearing once a tape from Rav Yaakov, from Rav Noach Weinberg, Zechasadat Levracha, that one of his Talmidim asked me, I come to the Kaisel, I don't feel anything. So he said, do you ever feel anything when you hear about a Fufurbop? So what? You ever feel anything when you hear about a fufur bump? So you don't know what that is, right? If you don't know what something is, how can you feel anything about it? He says, you come to a wall, which is a pile of stone. So you expect to feel something. You have to study it. You have to think about it. You have to internalize it. And then you can feel something. Otherwise, it has no meaning. It's an external thing. So Baruch Hashem, I prepared myself, and Chasdei Hashem, I was able to feel, but V'shev Shom, anything of Kedusha, being that a person is a physical being, and Gashmias and Ruchnias, they're clash, they clash with each other, they don't go together. So unless a person is V'shev Shom, he prepares himself beforehand, hey, he's Mefana Daita, and he empties out his Das, and he thinks about this, he's Mizbeinen, and he thinks about its essence and importance, it doesn't register with him. Every good tzach nizachonet, that's the Indian over here of Vishev Shem. Vayik vayitzchok vayomos vayyosef al amav. Yitzchok Avinu was nifter. Zokein usva yomim. He was a zokein. Satisfaction of days. Vayikbru oysa Esav Yaakov bonav, and Esav and Yaakov, his sons, buried him. So the Ramban speaks out over here. Yischaven ha'kosev lahagid. What's the purpose of this pasuk to teach us? That Yitzchok was meis b'sevet toiva, zokin esvayomim, achra sheshove lo v'noi Hamevoyrach, Hanoichel Malos. So after his chosen son Yaakov, that inherited his milus, returned to him. V'kavru b'chavid Esav Yankiv Bonov Gidoylei Ha'olam. Esav and Yaakov, his sons that were Gidoylei Ha'olam, they buried them together. He's the Ramban calls Esav Gidoylei Ha'olam. So, I saw wrote down from Avraham Tzadik Rav Dov Meir Rubman. He was a Rosh Yeshiva in Tiferes Yisrael Mechaifa. He says it's Pliya Atzuma, Esav Harosha. Chazal said about him the worst things. He was a Ritzayach, he was a Ganav, he was a Noyev, he was a Baal Taiva, he was a Kaifer Be'ikr. He was Choyte Kamapamim in one day. And after all of that, the Ramban says he was Migdalei Ha'olam. What was the pshat? We know of one mile that Esav had, and that was Kibud Avein. That was one mile that he had. It says, Yikru v'yimei Eval Ovi. Because I'll say he was waiting. He didn't want to be Mitzari Yitzchak by killing Yaakov. So he had covered for his father. He ended up not killing him. But that one mile turned Esav into Gidalei Ha'olam. And from Esav came out good to people. Ma'aseh Yevadia, and Uncle Zager, and Rav Meir, Mibnei Bonar Shalom along the Torah, Mibnei Brak, and many Gerim came from Esav. He said, a person could have one mile. He's a Mushkus and Alazachim, but one mile could bring out tremendous, it's a key to unlock many good things within a person. From that, he says, he can never be Miyash on a person. A person could have Kol Minei Chisroinus. But one mile he has, you never know what role that one mile plays in this person's steiging. You can never give up on anybody. Sometimes you see boys when they're younger, you know, they're not matzliach, and he's a lost, you can't, no such thing as a lost case. Plenty boys that when they were younger, they didn't show any promise or whatever, and mamish, they blossomed into being chashuvim people. Me'idach Yisa, he says, you shouldn't machavek a chesaron either, because one chesaron can be going with tremendous hefset as well. You can have somebody that does well, and he's learning, he's a talmud chacham, and sometimes one outstanding zach could be ending up his downfall. He has a bad midah, and you never know how that could ruin him. But Biki, you see from Esav, the Ramban calls him migdalei ha'olam. Even one small mile, one mile that he has could turn around the person that he should be considered a chashuv person. Kalapi us, he's Esav Harosha. Kalapi the world, the Maisa. He was a chashuv person. Never give up on a person. That's the lesson to be learned from here. Hagudin Shabbos.